This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, congratulations to you. You have conquered the week. It's over. It's done. It's weekend time. There's all kinds of stuff we have to get to tonight. We're going to talk about Democrats getting what they voted for. Somebody's angry about the whole Ed Martin thing, Trump pulling the Ed Martin nomination. We'll discuss that. Somebody wants to talk about giving out coupons as gifts. Somebody's mad that her friend is too lazy to vote and get involved. All that history. Someone went to their first protest. We'll talk about that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, what I'm about to say is wrong. I'm just going to go ahead and get that out of the way first. And wrong in this way. This is what I mean. I have this love. You probably share this with me. I have this love of bad things happening to bad people. Bad things happening to bad people makes me smile. I saw a video one time of some dude. He was just a thief. Grabbed some woman's purse. Grabbed her purse. I think it was in New York City, but it didn't matter. Grabbed her purse. Took off running across the street. Boom! Gets mowed down by a truck, which he didn't see as he was running away. He lived, by the way. He lived. But he was severely injured. And I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen in my life. Ha 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 ha! And you want to know why that's bad? Because we always think everyone else is bad. We never think about ourselves, right? Yeah, I'm glad that guy's going to get what's coming to him. Well, I don't want to get what's coming to me anyway. So what I'm about to say is wrong. Yet, I feel like I'm coming from a good place when I say this. Democrats, especially loud activist Democrats, people who vote Democrat and then suffer under communist rule, deserve it. And it makes me smile. It makes me laugh a lot. I'll pair a news story that you probably already heard about today with an email here. The email was this: Jesse, once I tell people voting Democrats are evil, I believe I can turn San Diego red again. I believe I can turn San Diego great again. Guys talking about San Diego. Okay. I'll pair that with this news story that you did hear. Mandy Moore, she's that singer, actress, whatever, slams the LA wildfire rebuild protocol as heartless. Just to recap, you remember that horrible LA wildfire. It was awful. Destroyed all these homes. More than 16,000 structures destroyed. And you remember what I told you right afterwards. Communists run Los Angeles at every single level, and California included. At every single level, communists, Democrats run that state. And rebuilding is going to be impossible because communists don't care about humanity or human tragedy. Everything's an opportunity. So they're going to take this area that got torched, and they're going to use it as an opportunity for the revolution. They'll hand out goodies to their friends. They'll punish their enemies. You know, all the things communists do. And so here's this rich Hollywood star, and she's frustrated because she can't get things done. Calls it heartless. But that's interesting. She even has a quote here. Shouldn't be surprised, but it's mind-boggling the red tape and hoops they all put us through. But here's the thing about that, Mandy. Here's the thing. It's not mind-boggling at all. I am a complete moron, as you are well aware. I don't even have a degree. I went to community college. I can't even speak. I don't even use large words. I got like a 2.4 grade point average in high school. I'm a complete idiot. And right after the fires were done, when it was still smoking, you remember, I said it on the air, the rebuild will be a nightmare. So it wasn't mind-boggling to me. I knew it was coming. Why is it mind-boggling to you, Mandy? You see, Democrats, and this applies to way more than Mandy Moore in Los Angeles. This applies to every Democrat who's currently hate listening to the show. The misery around you, the violent crime, the illegals, the homeless everywhere, the endless taxes, fees, red tape, the fact your life continues to get more expensive and worse is in no way mind-boggling, confusing. Where did this come from? The disaster that is the area you reside in is a direct result of you. Did you know that, Democrats? You are 100% responsible for the miserable existence. Los Angeles is paradise. The guy brought up San Diego. San Diego may be the greatest place in the country. It's perfect. The weather's perfect. It's like 75, 12 months a year. It's perfect. I love San Diego, if you can't tell. I go there every chance I get. They've trashed that beautiful, beautiful place. But it's not a they. I shouldn't put it that way, you see. They didn't do it. Democrats destroyed San Diego. They destroyed Los Angeles. And the people who vote Democrat, they are the ones responsible for the destruction of the area. It's in no way mind-boggling. It's in no way confusing at all. Mandy Moore tells every person who will listen how much of a Democrat she is. Support Joe Biden. I'm a lib. Trump's the devil. Over and over and over and over and over again. She wakes up one day and she can't rebuild her mansion in Los Angeles, and she's mind-boggled by the whole thing. There's no mind-boggling at all about it. My mind is completely unboggled. I know exactly why your life is miserable now. It's because of you. I'm going to play you Brandon Johnson, mayor of Chicago. Chicago, maybe you're a city hater, maybe you're a city lover, maybe you're a city resider. I'm here to tell you Chicago is way cool. It's a really cool place. Oh, it's just a really, it's an iconic American city. A very, very cool place. And they've just trashed it. Here was Mayor Brandon Johnson.
Six developers, five of which are black, three are women. We are moving in the right direction, and we're going to continue to move aggressively with development, particularly for housing, and making it affordable. I promise. The last thing, green social housing is another initiative that we're putting forward to create essentially a government nonprofit entity that allows for a revolving loan to continue to build more affordable units, and then to make sure that that affordability remains in place. Because what happens is you build property, you build homes, and then, of course, natural accrue and gentrification takes place. This is a way to stave off gentrification.
So let me explain what he's talking about there. Because if you're in Chicago, if you're a Democrat listening in Chicago, something's going to be happening now in the future, and you're going to see it. And I want you to know it's your fault. They hired a development crew, and they chose all DEI hires. We have a bunch of black people. We have a bunch of women. We have a So they didn't hire the most qualified people. Not only did they hire a bunch of DEI hires, they're putting policies into place for, and I quote, low-income housing. So you Democrats in Chicago, you Chicagoans who vote Democrat every time, you're going to start seeing housing projects go up. As the housing projects go up, a couple things are going to happen from that. Your property value will go down. The crime around the housing project will go up as gang members and criminals move into the housing project. the housing project. Chris, go ahead and write this one down. Kind of a futuristic thing, but it's definitely worth writing down. The housing project, building and development and all that stuff, it'll be full of corruption because you hired a bunch of communists to do it. So there'll be a bunch of payoffs. In fact, at some point in the future, probably a couple years from now, there will be arrests. Felonies will come from all this because that's what happens when corrupt communist criminals are handed a bunch of money to do anything. And if you're looking around at the gangs and the homelessness and your mom just got stabbed and you don't like the housing development that just lowered your home value, you should know if you vote Democrat, you did it. You are responsible. It's your fault. Chicago got so mad at their last mayor, Lori Lightfoot, that they practically tossed her out of office, and then they promptly ran to the polls and voted for an admitted socialist because he's black. If Chicago's going downhill and you voted Democrat, well, what are those magical words we've said over and over and over again? You voted for this. Those magical four words. Tell your Democrat friends in L.A., Chicago, New York, you can yell and scream and pull your hair out about Donald Trump all you want. The condition of your area, the destruction of America's greatest areas, is your fault. Now, let's move on and talk about other things. Talk about the Ed Martin, D.C., U.S. attorney thing. Before we do that, I want to read you this really quickly. Bionic Ankles Oracle. I wanted to quickly respond to your listener's email from Wednesday's show, the blind person who felt they'd lost everything. Jesse, you really do fill a void in many of our lives, maybe because you're so relatable. To the listener, don't give up. You have fellow Jesse family listeners that pray for you and share your hurt. I've also found that giving to Tunnel to Towers in preborn helps me feel connected and that I make a difference, and would encourage you to join those families as well if you're able. God bless you and your family, says, she's, I can say her name. Her name is Wendy. I get more emails about people who give to preborn as a therapy, I guess I'll put it that way. Jesse, I give to preborn in honor of my mom, in honor of the child we lost, in honor of this, in honor of that. If you are so inclined, go save a life with preborn tonight, an unborn baby's life. $28 buys a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by preborn. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, a fantastic Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And so let's dig into more of your questions / news of the day items. The Ed Martin thing has many of you very, very upset in case you've been gone all week. Ed Martin was supposed to be the new head U.S. attorney in D.C. Remember, the D.C. area, that area is the worst area in the United States of America as far as an evil judicial system, a communist-run judicial system. That area is the reason all the January Sixers got convicted. That area, that is, it's centralized evil. Ed Martin was going to go in there, clean it up. Tom Tillis destroyed his nomination. Trump, you know, well, we said this about
it. We have somebody else that will be great. I just want to say Ed is unbelievable, and hopefully we can bring him into, whether it's DOJ or whatever, in some capacity, because really outstanding. To me, it was disappointing, I'll be honest. I have to be straight. I was disappointed. A lot of people were disappointed. But that's the way it works sometimes, you know. That's the way it works. And he wasn't rejected, but we felt it would be hard. And we have somebody else.
Yeah, he was rejected. They pulled his nomination because he wasn't going to get through committee because of Tom Tillis. They did announce it would be Jeanine Pirro.
Breaking just minutes ago, one of the co-hosts of The Five, Judge Jeanine Pirro, will be appointed interim United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. President Trump announced that on Truth Social just moments ago. Jeanine was assistant.
Okay. And we got this email. Taco Bell Jesse. I was very disappointed to hear that President Trump pulled the nomination of U.S. Attorney Ed Martin. I believe that giving the communists and rhinos another scalp is like chumming sharks. I don't understand why he did it. What's going on? said, I can say his name. His name is Dave. And he did say, P.S., did you ever try the Taco Bell caramel apple empanada? It was amazing. I did not, but now I'm mad that I didn't. Hey, Chris, can you see if they still have that, please? So maybe we can. It's gone? When was it there? Well, why didn't you tell me about it? Why didn't we order it? It's already. What do you mean you tried? I'll try means I'll fail. Why did I? Why was I not notified? I could have pulled some strings, Chris. I know Mexicans. We could have gotten in there. And anyway, back to the story about Ed Martin. Focus, Chris. You were disappointed that Trump pulled the nomination of Ed Martin. You don't understand why he did it. What's going on? Okay, so let me lay this out this way. I'm disappointed too. I believe, as we've discussed many times before, I believe that there is a 10 to 15 person GOP senator cabal that is stopping us from stopping the communists in this country. Whenever we have the really important vote, the really important thing we need, one of them will step up and stop it. They do it all the time, over and over and over again. Pick your establishment guy. They always do it. So you already know that. And look, those were the guys who stopped Matt Gaetz from becoming attorney general. Again, I don't need your emails. I know you don't like Matt Gaetz. I realize that. I'm not best friends with him. I don't know him. I've never met him. I think he's obnoxious too. But that bulldog would have blown things up at the DOJ. He was unafraid to talk about GOP corruption, any of that. He would have kicked in the door of the DOJ and started putting government people in prison. He was the one that GOP shot down immediately. Couldn't even get through. They pulled it. And remember back when Trump pulled that, I flipped. Why did I flip? Again, it's not some out of some love or affinity for Matt Gaetz. I flipped because I knew exactly as you laid out here, that would be chum in the water for the swamp. If you give up, remember it was his first nominee. Matt Gaetz was the first one he announced before Hegseth, Rubio, anything. It was Matt Gaetz. He gave him Matt Gaetz. They poo-pooed it. He pulled it, and they marched on. I think it set a bad example. He just did the same thing with Ed Martin. Gave him a scalp. It's no mystery who did it. Tom Tillis, much as I hate his guts now and forever, at least he was honest about it. It was Tom Tillis, the Republican, who destroyed Ed Martin's nomination. And Tom Tillis wasn't even shy about why he did it. He said on camera, remember, we played it, on camera, he said he doesn't like Ed Martin for the position because of Ed Martin's position on January 6th. And Tom Tillis, of course, thinks January 6th was like the scariest thing ever and everyone involved should be locked in a cage forever. He laid it out. Yeah, here he was.
If Mr. Martin were being put forth as a U.S. attorney for any district except the district where January 6th happened, the protest happened, I'd probably support him, but not in this district.
And so Trump pulled his nomination. And I played it already, but I'll play it again. Remember, this is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not afraid to go both barrels on anyone. I mean, anyone. Trump will watch, to this day, he'll watch a movie he doesn't like and go on social media and call the actress fat and stupid. I mean, Trump doesn't care. Right? Trump will kill you for that publicly. If you get on his bad side, he'll crucify you. I have, just in recent memory, Trump has primaried out Bob Good, the most conservative member of the House of Representatives. He's no longer in the House because of Trump. Trump has threatened to do the same to Chip Roy and Thomas Massey. So again, I'm not going to go back and rehash those things, but Trump is not afraid to challenge GOPers publicly. Yet, Tom Tillis torpedoes his nomination. Trump sounded almost grandfatherly and gentle with
we him. Have somebody else that will be great. I just want to say Ed is unbelievable, and hopefully we can bring him into whether it's DOJ or whatever in some capacity, because really outstanding. It was, to me, it was disappointing. I'll be honest, I have to be straight. I was disappointed. A lot of people were disappointed, but that's the way it works sometimes, you know.
Well, I was disappointed, but that's the way it works. Like, my son came home with a D in math. Well, I'm disappointed. So what do I think happened? I'll tell you what I think happened. Next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Us and the Beatles bringing you into the weekend. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right, so back to the email, the question, the pulling of Ed Martin's nomination from D.C. What do I think happened there? Here's what I think happened. There are some parts about life for all of us, if we're being honest, that we don't like. You have to do certain things in life that you don't like, that you don't want to do. You have to work with people you don't want to work with. You know one of the best parts of this job, Chris, Corey, cover up your ears. You know, want to know the best one of the best parts of this job? It's the only job I've ever had in my life like this, because I've lived a normal life my whole life, construction and all kinds of things like that. This is the only job I've ever had in my life where I got to hand select the people I work with every single day. Nobody ever gets that. You probably don't have that. You probably work with someone you can't stand, right? Inevitable. Everybody does. There's somebody in the friggin' office. We all have to do things, work with people, do things we don't like. It's part of life. What I suspect is United States senators are incredibly powerful, that I know, particularly senators on the Judiciary Committee. Let's talk about this for just a moment here. Committees, it's the nerdy, wonky details of Congress that most people don't generally care about or pay attention to. And don't think that you're dumb if you don't, because I don't that much. But here's how it generally works. You know there are committees. You already know that. But they're not all equal. They're not all the same. There are committees that are for the pariahs, the annoying ones. You kind of have to put them on a committee, but you put them on there. And then there are the choice committees that have a lot more power and prestige, and you only get selected for these committees if you raise a lot of money for the party, you've been around for a long time. You know what I mean? If you're a good boy, if you're a good girl, like in the House of Representatives, for example, the Ways and Means Committee, that's a nerdy committee. You don't even know what that does, right? Hugely powerful. If you see somebody on the Ways and Means Committee, they are in good with leadership, period. The House Armed Services Committee. I knew a former congressman, great dude, Duncan Hunter Sr. I knew his son a little bit, but Duncan Hunter Sr. out of actually San Diego area, long-serving congressman from out there, Vietnam veteran, war hero, actually. Long-serving congressman, really, really great dude. He was formerly the head of the House Armed Services Committee, and I used to talk to him all the time, stuff like he was treated, I mean, he was royalty as head of the House Armed Services Committee. Okay, committees, very important. The Senate Judiciary Committee might be, if you were to take all the committees in the Senate and the House, that might be the most powerful committee in Washington, D.C. If for no other reason than what you're seeing right now, the U.S. attorneys, the judges, the critically important positions in our DOJ, they have to be filtered through the Senate Judiciary Committee. They have to be. So I know what you would do if you had control of the Senate Judiciary Committee. You know what I would do. We would get as many patriots through as possible and filter out the commie scum. I got all that. But this was a long way of me saying, I suspect Donald Trump is treating Tom Tillis with kid gloves that Thomas Massie didn't get, because he needs Tom Tillis more than just now. Chris looks like he just bit into a sour piece of food or something like that. I know. Look, I know it sucks. It's awful. And I'm not even excusing it. I already told you I wish he would have threatened him publicly. No, I'll come primary you. You send my attorney through. But I think Trump thinks, at least, he needs him. And he may. And frankly, right now, he does. If Trump goes to war with Tom Tillis, You can argue that that's the end of Tom Tillis's career, and you may very well be correct, but North Carolina isn't as red as South Carolina. We may lose that seat to a Democrat. Then we're really screwed. And yes, even if it ends Tom Tillis's career, if he goes to war with Tom Tillis, Trump maybe doesn't get another nominee through because Tillis is there throwing a wrench in the Judiciary Committee. This is my concern, if I'm being frank. It's funny you brought up that name, Chris. This is my concern with John Cornyn and the primary John Cornyn has next year. You and I have discussed this many times before. One of the most critical things that we need, we have to have it, we need a red state rhino taken out in a primary. I'm talking about a senator, not a member of the House, a senator. It has to happen so the other Lindsey Graham, John Thune types know it can happen to them. We have to find somebody and make an example of them. We have the greatest opportunity to do that next year I've ever seen in my time, in my 20 years involved in politics. I've never seen an opportunity this great because Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton will raise good money. He has statewide name ID. Everyone already knows it. He's already polling comfortably ahead of John Cornyn. We have our opportunity. It has been handed to us on a silver platter. And the other GOP senators, if we take out Cornyn, because Cornyn's going to raise millions and millions of dollars, he'll be super funded. If we are able to take out a super funded Rhino Senate Democrat, it would make Lindsey Graham sit up in his granny panties and take notice. It would. I could just hear him now. Can you believe that? You know what I mean? But there's a big concern I have, and I've shared it with you before. There is no voice in the country that comes close to the power of Donald Trump's voice when it comes to Republican politics. Not politicians, nobody on television, nobody on the radio. I don't care who the most powerful, popular people are. What would that be? Tucker Carlson, whatever. It doesn't matter who it is. Nobody can sniff the power of the voice of Donald Trump. He has been the central figure in GOP politics for 10 years now. If there's one thing that can doom us in that primary next year for John Cornyn, it's Donald Trump. Now, combine these two things, which we both know. You won't even get mad at me about it because you know it's true, too. Combine these two things. One, what if Trump feels like he needs Cornyn? And he may need Cornyn. There aren't many senators. What if he feels like he needs him for something? Combine that with the fact that Donald Trump is the worst endorser of candidates I've ever seen in my entire life. He will primary Chip Roy and turn around and endorse Lindsey Graham the next day. He's just terrible at it. I don't know why, but he is. He's terrible at it. I'm worried about next year. I'm worried. I will be waiting. Because Trump already said, too, he's going to weigh in publicly, but didn't say how. I am waiting for the news to drop any minute of the John Cornyn endorsement, and it's going to crush me. What, Chris? Chris said maybe he wants Paxton, but he's staying quiet. Well, I'll say the greatest thing Ken Paxton has going for him with that whole thing is he's ahead in the polls. One of the reasons Trump endorses horrible loser idiots in the GOP is he oftentimes endorses the front runner because he doesn't want to endorse the loser. So he'll pick a front runner and say, that's my guy. Well, if Paxton stays comfortably ahead, I have a hard time believing Trump would jump on board with a loser. If Cornyn's losing, Trump would probably just let him go. And so let's cross our fingers about that. Whatever. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want to talk about frustration with people who don't vote. Giving coupons as gifts. I want to talk to you about what you can give mom for Mother's Day. You know what mom wants for Mother's Day? She wants to be full of energy again. She doesn't want to have to need a nap at 3 in the afternoon every day. That's not what mom wants. Mom wants to feel energized, focused, good, ready to hang out with you, and more importantly, the grandkids. She doesn't care about you as much anymore. Why don't you get mom, for Mother's Day, a female vitality stack from Chalk? She'll turn her nose off. I don't want to take pills. Good news, Mom. They're not pills. It's natural. They're natural herbal supplements. And you can let Mom know that the most hardcore anti-communists I've ever met in the corporate world are the Chalk people. Nobody's as hardcore as the Chalk people. That's what Mom really wants. Go get her a subscription. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Friday, an amazing Friday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. We are going to discuss this stunning poll out of Rasmussen about Democrats and what they want done to Elon Musk, but that's going to have to wait for a few minutes. Let's do some other emails. Jesse, I heard your show. Your son is playing the heavy brass. The tuba is not for little guys. I'm glad to hear he didn't inherit your tiny hands. That's so mean. What do you think about giving coupons for gifts? I'm asking because you're probably going to get the stare down from Aubrey if you give her a card that says your Mother's Day gift was me sitting through the rest of the concert the other day. But if you give her a coupon for sitting through the next concert, which she was going to make you do anyway, you can take all the credit, which you enjoy doing. Okay. I like the whole coupons for gifts thing. All right, I like the idea of it, but I won't ever do it because here's what happens. You know what happens to the little handwritten gifts? Because Ab and I have actually done this with each other before. Hey, it's Valentine's Day. Let me put a little handwritten note in there. You get a free back rub or something like that. You cash it in whenever you want. I'll make you homemade hamburger helper whenever you ask. That kind of stuff. We've done that stuff before. But you know where those things go? I'll tell you where they go. They disappear into the deepest, darkest pit on planet Earth. No, it's not the Marianas Trench in the Pacific Ocean. It's the gift card drawer. That's where they go. They disappear in the drawer where you put the gift cards, and then you forget them forever. And you never use them. What, Chris? What? Do I not use gift cards? I love gift cards, Chris. Love gift cards. I prefer gift cards. I prefer to give them. I prefer to receive them. But I am infamous for placing them in a drawer and forgetting them whenever I get whatever I'm getting. The last time I discovered one, I went to Whataburger, and I got a double cheeseburger, as one does, fries, jalapeno ranch, and I got a Coke because I was eating bad. All right, don't roll your eyes, Chris. I got a Coke, and I kid you not, they forgot my straw. Okay, I open up the center console to grab a straw, because yes, I keep spare straws and hot sauce in there. What do I see? A $15 gift card from Whataburger after I'd just gone through and paid for it. The free coupon thing, the hey, you can have this thing, doesn't work ever because nobody ever remembers them. Hey, Jesse, my friend is one of those who claims to be a conservative Trump supporter, however, does not vote. She accuses me of being mean when I call her a total fraud, lazy, and ultimately has nothing to say. What do you think? I think she's a total fraud and she's lazy. But I also think that that is human nature. There is a quote. I've read you this quote before, but there's a quote I want you to listen to. It's from this Greek philosopher. I don't even know how to say his name. Heraclitus or something like that. Something like that. Anyway, this is his quote. Out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't even be there. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters, and we are lucky to have them, for they make the battle. Ah, but the one. One is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. Now, that's a great quote about war, but really it's a quote about humanity in human nature. That warrior in that story is you. Not trying to patronize you, but when it comes to politically and political involvement, that's you. If I were to grab 100 random people off the street and put them in a room, I bet you talk down to yourself or think down about yourself. Do you ever hear something on this show or any show really that you didn't know? Maybe I talk about something and you didn't know it. And maybe in that moment, maybe you feel dumb. Oh, dang, I didn't know that. Don't do that. I hear stuff I didn't know all the time. You know so much more than your fellow countrymen, and you care so much more than your fellow countrymen, and you are frustrated because if you could get them to care, if you could get them to wake up, then we could save this place a lot faster and a lot easier. But they don't care. And I'm not saying don't keep trying, because you can wake people up sometimes, some of them. But that quote, it is human nature. You get 100 people in a room, 80, the guy basically says 80 of them are useless, completely useless. About 9 of them will be good for anything. And then there's the one superstar. He'll be the one that has to handle the load for practically all 100 people and drag them all back home. It's not a story just about war. That's a story about life. Have you ever been in a group project? Maybe at work, at school? Why do people hate group projects? You know who hates group projects? The person who does something. Because the people who do something know whenever they're put in a group project, they'll be full, that group will be full of a bunch of losers and freeloaders who don't do anything. And I know, because I was always that loser and freeloader in the group project, especially in school when I didn't want to study or take part in anything at all. I know exactly what it's like. That's life. It sucks for you. It is a burden to care more than your fellow countrymen. It's a burden you have to carry, though. I'm sorry. But it is a burden. More responsibility falls on you than should fall on you. And I'm about to say something, a phrase that is actually banned in my house. And I hardly ever say it on the air, but I'm going to say it because I get it. It's not fair. I know it's not fair. It's not fair that you probably have something political this weekend or next week. You vote in every primary. You text friends, neighbors, and they don't ever do any of that, but they get to enjoy in the country. They get to enjoy the country, the community, the state that you work for. It's not fair. I know it. Tough. That's life. All right? Now, I'll make it a little easier for you. You can get a free education from Hillsdale College. Doesn't that make it better? I would think it does. Look, even, hey, you know what? Here's a perfect opportunity for your normie friends. Why don't you get them to take a free course or two from Hillsdale? They're offering more than 40 courses online for free. Hey, tell your friend, why don't you learn about capitalism? Hillsdale will teach you. At no cost. You're not even selling her anything. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. I don't know why I can't say my name. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. There's no cost. More than 40 courses for free. Book of Genesis. The fall of the Roman Republic. The Constitution. Capitalism. Go. Embrace it and enjoy it. All right. Now, I have bad news for you. Remember Linda Fagan at the Coast Guard? Remember how I told you, I warned you that there were Fagans everywhere? Everywhere. Well, guess what? We've got another one. Hang on.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.